AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Pope Francis is addressing Congress this hour, welcomed to Capitol Hill just minutes ago by a former altar boy, House Speaker John Boehner.
Your Holiness, welcome.
Our Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
Hours before the sun came up, people who want to catch a glimpse of the Pope started gathering on the west front of the Capitol and beyond, where they'll be able to see the Pope's speech to Congress on jumbotrons. Tens of thousands are expected by the time the Pope steps out onto the Speaker's balcony and says a few words before leaving the Capitol.
One House Republican says he's boycotting the Pope's address because of Francis's activist position on climate change. But another Republican, Andy Harris of Maryland, says the Pope's encyclical takes a wide view.
The encyclical is broader than just the environment. It was basically about stewardship of what God has given us. Look, there is no one who wants the earth to turn into a trash heap.
Chinese President Xi Jinping will also be here in Washington today for discussions on cybersecurity and intellectual property protections, among other things. China expert Brantley Womack.
He wants to establish a new kind, to use his words, a new kind of great power relationship. And the key to that new kind of great power relationship is mutual respect.
He'll have a working dinner with President Obama tonight. More than 700 Muslim pilgrims are dead, hundreds more injured in Saudi Arabia after a stampede near the city of Mecca, where millions of Muslims are gathering for the yearly pilgrimage. Our Adam Schreck is overseas.
Images that have been coming out on social media have shown a pretty grisly scene. Dozens and dozens of bodies in the street of a tent city where the pilgrims are kept. In that area, there are crushed wheelchairs, obviously crushed water bottles from all the pilgrims walking by. We're talking about a large-scale number of casualties.
This is AP Radio News. They are among the oldest living things on Earth, but California's four-year drought is stressing the giant sequoia trees in the Sierra Nevada.
We've observed some unusual and abnormal levels of foliage dieback, which haven't been observed in the park before.
Anthony Ambrose is a tree biologist with UC Berkeley, and he's been climbing these trees to get a better look at the problem.
It's an amazing experience to be able to climb up into these things and know that it's been growing in this same spot for, you know, 1,000 years or more. And it's a living thing.
They'll be identifying groves, he says, that will be thinned to allow in more sunlight for the remaining trees. Police in Florida say a small plane made an emergency landing on a highway west of Fort Lauderdale. Authorities say the plane apparently, quote, made contact with a vehicle on the highway. Though we don't know yet if anybody was injured. Some lanes of the highway were shut down. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.